And good evening and welcome, everyone, back to the Memorial Athletic Center in Piers. It's a Friday night. We've got girls basketball on tap as the Piers Pioneers take on the Eden Valley Watkins Eagles. Hello, everyone. Rick Grammond with you here as the Pioneers looking to build on a little momentum coming off a win over Painesville their last time out. But tonight, a much tougher task. Eden Valley Watkins and head coach Tom Jansen brings his talented team into the MAC tonight. Eden Valley Watkins 7-2 overall. They are at the top of the conference standings with a 3-0 record. Eagles most recently winning at Maple Lake. Their two losses to two very good teams, Mayer Lutheran and New London Spicer. Both teams play tomorrow. Pioneers are at St. John's University at 11 a.m. tip-off against Melrose. That's St. John's, not St. Ben's. They're doing some work on the floor at St. Ben's, so that game, which over the last couple of years has been played at St. Ben's, it's tomorrow morning at St. John's University. And meanwhile, the Eagles get fifth-ranked Watertown Mayer at home tomorrow night. Piers and Eden Valley Watkins coming up. Visit both coaches after this.
Stop in and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack to get the next-gen LTE with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, when you switch to Verizon, get 4 lines and 20 gigabytes of data for just $160 per month. Plus, we won't just sign you up and send you out the door. We'll sit down with you, help you transfer your data, and make sure you know how to use your phone before you leave. For the best coverage and service, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Plus taxes and fees. 4 lines on the pro gigabyte promo plan plus 2 gigabytes bonus data per line required. Apply within 3 cycles. Limited time offer.
Joining me on the pregame tonight is the head coach of the Pioneers, Lori Doroff. And Coach, chance to go at it, one of the top contenders in the CMC here tonight in Eden Valley Watkins. Your thoughts, you're coming off a win over the Painesville Bulldogs. Want to keep that momentum going. What's it going to take to do that?
I think it still comes down to our defense. It's like, and we have to protect the lane, and we need to box out, and we need to communicate on defense. If we play good defense, it's like offense will happen eventually.
As long as I've been doing this, Eden Valley Watkins has feasted off turnovers and physical play inside.
Yes, definitely. And that's something we've worked on. We've actually had played with 4 defenders in the backcourt, and so that we had to learn to move the ball quick. You can't try and dribble through their press because you're going to turn it over.
You do get Taryn Becker back. That helps. You know, Taylor Kimmon had a nice game for you, but that adds depth to the roster.
Most definitely. It's like we had a shortened up bench the last couple games and last few games between illness and injuries, and we still have Malia Bozer that's out too at the moment, so still a little shorter, but I've added some people to our roster, and it's like, and if I need to go a little deeper, I got some options if I needed to.
In your second year now, you saw the Eagles a couple of times last year, familiar that really their best players are their young players, like Keekly and the head coach's daughter, Hallie Jansen, 2 outstanding young basketball players.
Definitely, and it's like, and we're going to put our best defenders on them. It's like, and that seems to have worked for us when it's like in the last couple games, and we'll be doing that again tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Brittany did a heck of a job on Wirtz, and then when maybe she needed a break, A.B. Lease would come in. But, I mean, that really did seem to be a good recipe, and, you know, Brittany did an outstanding job. Should be commended for that.
Definitely, and it's like, and you know, it's like she won't score a ton of points for us, but when we need her to, she does. It's like, but her main job out there is she gets the tough matchup, and she brings the ball, has to handle the ball and bring the ball up the floor.
You know, and then after tonight, we were just talking, you got a very short night turnaround. We head to St. John's tomorrow to face Melrose in the morning.
Yes, definitely. At least we're home this time.
Yeah, I guess that's one good thing. So that's an 11 a.m. start for the Melrose game tomorrow morning. But good luck here. This is a big test for the girls against the good Eden Valley team tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Lori Doroff, head coach of the Pioneers, with us on You Are Their Sports. Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service.
a truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at Thielen-Meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Thielen Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Probably sitting home having a glass of wine.
Joining me now on the pregame show is the head coach of the Eden Valley Watkins Eagles, Tom Jansen. And Tom, you're fresh off a trip to the Mar-a-Lago Beach Resort, heavy involvement in putting together Donald Trump's cabinet positions before inauguration. Welcome back to Minnesota.
Well, thank you. I was in Florida, actually. I took a wrong flight, and I didn't see Donald and be able to help him out, but glad to be back. Well, not really, I guess, other than basketball. The weather could actually stay down there.
Your team, another good, solid start to your team. Let's talk about you so far. You know, you've made it through the holiday break now, and January is the second part of a season for a lot of teams. You know, you've worked on what you needed to before Christmas. Now it's time to start gearing up. This gets to be a long winter season, but now it's time to figure out what you got.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe it was better than in past. Our depth is a little bit better than I thought it would be at this point in the season. And, you know, we want our kids to be a little bit more aggressive, taking the ball to the basket. We still haven't quite got aggressiveness yet. And we're not shooting well. I think we got good shooters. We're just not shooting well. So hopefully, yeah, right, the second part of the season, maybe we can turn some of those things around and be a little bit better offensively.
How do you discover, you know, you mentioned your depth better. How do you discover that? You mean, you guys play a really tough schedule. I mean, and that lends you to some maybe tight, hopefully tight ball games, and you find out what your team's made of.
Yeah, we got a really good schedule. We play a lot of good quality teams. You know, but girls that went off the bench and had opportunities, they've done a good job. They do, you know, they know their system. They're doing their role, playing their roles, doing that well. It's got a really good team chemistry. This group really gets along well. They enjoy each other. And I think that makes a big difference on the floor, too.
How much were you looking forward to that big game that got snowed out with Kimball the other night? That was, you know, you, Kimball, really the two big favorites in the CMC. When's that makeup date, and what are you looking at in that one?
Well, we were looking for that quite a bit. Yeah. And my assistant coaches weren't. I was on a flight back from Florida, and they were getting a little bit panicky about me not being there or not. And it ended up getting canceled. So we'll make it up this Tuesday.
Okay.
And talk about it. And, you know, I haven't seen all the teams in the conference, but Kimball and us are two very contrasting teams, real big in strength and size. We're a little bit more quick. You know, I'm not saying that they're not quick, but we can't play with size. So it'll be an interesting matchup to see who can control tempo and who can kind of dictate the flow of the game.
Pierce tonight, you look at them, you know, a team that's around 500, but they've got some talent. You got to keep an eye on Kelsey Stuckmeyer, one of the top scorers in the conference.
She might be the leader scorer, I think. Yeah, right. Yeah, we got her circled on a program. We know where she's going to be at tonight. Hopefully we can stay with her and we don't forget who she is. But we'll, you know, it appears it's a good team. They've got a great tradition here. They're good basketball, girls basketball here. So we expect to come in here. It appears a tough place to play. We know we have to play our best to have ourselves a chance to win.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Tom Jansen, coach of the Eagles, with us on You Are Their Sports.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
All right, just underway. Eagles with a quick basket off the opening tip on an Emma Schultz short-range jumper, and it's a 2-0 start, only about 15 seconds in. Pierce first possession now. Going left to right, Taryn Becker back in the lineup after banging her head on the floor during the holiday tournaments here. Missed the last game. Going through the concussion protocol, so obviously she's ready to return and is in the starting lineup tonight. Here's Brittany Bolzer, and Hallie Johnson steps in front of a pass, and here comes Eden Valley Watkins again. All white with the navy blue. There's a three, and it's good. Left side, Olivia Keekly. And it's a 5-0 start for Coach Jansen's squad. Brittany Bozer, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, who leads the CMC in scoring. And now Brittany's picked up her dribble, and finally Stuckmeyer helps her out near midcourt. They try and trap out of that, and they do get it out. And now Bozer will drive, find Casey Brzozowski, and they're going to get a foul on Holly Jansen. And, boy, Coach Doroff was up and wanted a timeout for about 10 seconds when her ball handlers were kind of in some jeopardy near midcourt, and it turns into a scoring chance. First team foul as well as Brzozowski. A little bit short. Kelsey this week, along with Lucas Oddie, named to the Peers AAA Award winners, Arts, Athletics, and Academics. She's our homecoming queen and starred in the fall musical Shrek the Musical. There's the second with the rebound, and the Eagles with a 5-0 lead look to add to it now. Right to left in front of us. Here's a drive, baseline, cut off. Stiebecker, but they get her for a carry. Violation here on the Pioneers. Olivia Keekley, Madeline Geislinger, Emma Schultz, Elena Stummis, Hallie Jansen. Starting lineup for the Eagles. Sideline passing in the front court. It's Olivia Keekley to throw it in. They'll go offense on the left side into the hands of Geislinger. Long three by Jansen. No. One bounce rebound in the lane. Cleared by senior Becca Ottman. Here's Brittany Bozer. Off now for Stuckmeyer. The Eagles have assigned Madeline Geislinger to defend on Stuckmeyer. Into the low post. Back out Brzozowski for Ottman. Tried to thread it through to Becker. It was picked off inside by the Eagles' Emma Schultz. Here comes Eden Valley up court. Down deep on the baseline. Little reverse with a right hand. Nicely done by Geislinger. Boy, she found just enough room under the hoop and softly touched it off the glass. And it's a 7-0 start. 15:45 left in the half. Here's a Stuckmeyer left elbow jumper, drains it. And the Pioneers are on the board. Kelsey Stuckmeyer's first two. 7-2 Eagles. Jansen, crossover dribble to get her across the timeline. Left side now into the hands of Geislinger. For Jansen facing up to the basket at the free throw line, they rotate it back out to the wing. Pioneers matching up at a man-to-man down into the corner now. This is Elena Stummis. Bounce pass nicely inside. Results in an easy bucket for Emma Schultz. Schultz has four of her team's nine. We've played about 3 minutes, and it's a 9-2 lead for Eden Valley Watkins. Stuckmeyer now down to the corner. Here's an open look for Ottman, but she missed it from the left baseline, and it's pulled away by Olivia Keekley. Up ahead, Jansen. From three, yes. Nope, two on the line.
By number 22, Hallie Jansen.
Hallie Jansen from 19-8. It's 19-9 to make it a three-pointer. And it's an 11-2 lead. Into the lane, Stuckmeyer. Double team, kicks it back out. Brittany Bozer. Onto the baseline comes Taryn Becker. Looks for room underneath. Open now is Ottman. One hands it back inside to Taryn. Taryn will look inside for Brzozowski's eight-footer. That's too hard. Casey follows up her own miss with a right-handed putback. It drops, and she's fouled. Brzozowski, this might be two on Hallie Jansen. It is. That's number two on Hallie.
Number 22, Hallie Jansen.
And
her second.
Coach Tom Jansen is going to bring in Mandy Molitor for his daughter, Hallie.
Number 14, Taylor Kimmon.
Taylor Kimmon comes in. Avi Leese also in for Ottman and Bozer. One shot for Casey. Brzozowski completes the three-point play. It's 11-5, and now Casey will sit and Tori Fleischacher will come in.
Number 32, Tori Fleischacher.
So 14:20 to go. Pioneers trail by six to conference-leading Eden Valley Watkins. On the perimeter, here's Mandy Molitor firing it down low, driving baseline. Stamas short, rebound in the lane. Stamas battling on the floor and won that battle. Another chance here for the Eagles. Top of the key shot, Keekley drained it. The 5'6 freshman, Olivia Keekley's hit two of those already, and it's 14-5. Keekley averages about 8.8 a game, a blocking foul, as Taylor Kimmon brought it up the left wing. And this foul goes against the Eagles' Emma Schultz. Her first personal third team foul. Kimmon to inbounds on the left baseline. 14-5 lead Eagles. Kimmon, the junior, and that got away from her, and it's into the crowd, and it'll be a turnover as Becker couldn't catch up to it. Taryn raced after it, but the Eagles will now look to push their lead into double figures here early, less than 5 minutes into the game. 13:42 and counting from the MAC tonight. Ball handling is Keekley. Off to Geislinger. Geislinger back to Keekley. Right side against Stuckmeyer. Baseline now to Elena Stummas. To Molitor on the left side. Defended by A.V. Lease. Whistle and a blocking foul is coming on Taylor Kimmon. Trying to deny the entry pass inside. And Taylor, who had 8 points in a starting role against Painesville last time out in the absence of Taryn Becker, picks up her first personal first team foul. Off the inbounds, here's the Eagles, and a pickoff by Taylor. And now we'll get a foul in the backcourt. This will be on Olivia Keekley. First on Keekley, fourth team foul on the Eagles. 13:21 left, 14-5. Eagles won a close JV game tonight, 37-35. Pass comes in to Fleischhacker, back to A.V. Lease. Now into the hands of junior guard Kelsey Stuckmeyer. To Becker, quick shot from the left wing, hits the back iron, rebound on the opposite side. Kimmon muscles it up. That doesn't draw iron, and it's tipped out of bounds. Touch last by the Pioneers, Tori Fleischhacker. 13:06 remaining. Both teams play tomorrow. Piers at St. John's University at 11 a.m. It's a varsity-only game against Melrose. The Eagles at home, fifth-ranked Watertown Mayor tomorrow night. Wide open look right side. That rattles out, and the offensive rebound is good by Schultz. The initial shot was by Geislinger. And that ping-ponged around the iron and came popping back out right to Schultz, who finished. 16-5, Eagles by 11. Stuckmeyer's pass over the head of Lease into the crowd, and that's where, oh, they say it was tipped by the Eagles. Piers will keep possession. The back official said somebody got a hand on it, causing the pass to sail over Avey's head. Brittany Bozer returns. Becca Ottman's back in for Stuckmeyer. Brzozowski also returned. So it's Ottman, Lease. Here's a Brittany Bozer. Oh, she fed it off to Ottman, who gets it off the glass. Good assist for Brittany, and Becca Ottman an easy two. First points for Becca. 16-7. Lead is 9 as Geislinger gives the ball to Molitor on the left side in front of the Piers bench to our left. Eagles go right to left here in this first half. Man-to-man. And whistle away from the ball. It's a moving screen away from the ball, I believe, on Molitor. It is Mandy Molitor, a 5'7 junior reserve guard. And now Coach Jansen will bring in sophomore Olivia Schlepper into the lineup. Schlepper replaces Geislinger.
Number 13, Olivia Schlepper.
Eagles 16, Pioneers 7. We've played 6 minutes of this first half. Midcourt for Taylor Kimmon. That was almost over and back. But Bozer into the front court for Lease. Lease short. Rebound. Kimmon put back. Deflected. And Molitor tries to save it. We got a whistle. And it's off the Pioneers. It'll be Eagle ball. And now Stuckmeyer, a quick rest, is back in for A.V. Lease. 11:51 until half. Full court pressure applied by Piers. Pass comes in to Molitor. Molitor with a dribble drive deep to the baseline. Now stops on the wing, guarded by Becca Ottman. And Becca's going to be called for a slap here. Slapping at the ball, got a piece of the arm of Mandy Molitor for her first personal second team foul. And the Eagles will inbounds from underneath their hoop on the left side. Brianna Stang now checks in. Stang will replace Elena Stummas. Here's the inbounds. Still looking, finally in. Molitor navigates her way out to the point. Hands it off to Stang. Stang gives the ball off to Schlepper. Olivia will drive on Stuckmeyer, leave it inside. Now Molitor puts up a scoop and up and in. Molitor underhanded off the glass from the left side. Her first two, and it's an 18-7 Eden Valley Watkins advantage. Kimmon breaks the pressure. Back to Brittany Bozer. Free throw line across. Oh, off the hands of Brashovsky. Ottman saves it, though. Good hustle play by Becca Ottman. Double teamed in the corner. And a blocking. Oh, boy, they're going to get Casey for a player control foul. Her first. Casey called for a player control foul, tried to dribble through a trap. And the referee calls Casey. Her first, team's third, 11:05 left. Stang, front court now. Give and go, Stang, a little too far underneath, and she traveled. The return pass as she cut from the left wing to the hoop led her underneath the basket as Becker replaces Kimmon on a change for Coach Doroff. Eagles with an 11-point lead. Bozer, midcourt, under 11 to go. Pass tipped to the corner and stolen away. Eagles get it in the hands of Keekley. Lead pass for Schlepper. And then that pass is stolen by Becca Ottman. Pioneers wanted to go tempo there. They had numbers momentarily. But they'll settle now into the half court. To the left side and over the head from Bozer to Ottman. And it'll be an Eagle ball after the Pioneer turnover. And Bozer comes up to apply full court pressure on the inbounds pass, which will be delivered by Keekley into the hands of Brianna Stang. Guarded by Becker. High post, and there's a tip ball that may have jammed the right finger of Becca Ottman. Shaking that hand, she felt that one. Now Stang, well out on the floor. To the top for Schultz, down low. Back open, here's a look, left baseline, Keekley off the iron, offensive rebound for the Eagles. Molitor snuck in, and then a Pioneer foul is going to be called. Brittany Bozer, her first, number four on the Pioneers as a team. And that'll bring senior Tori Fleischacker back in, and Avi Lease, a junior. Brashovsky and Bozer come out. 10-10 left, 18-7, Eagles. Here's the left baseline pass in. They got it in to Mandy Molitor at the end of the expanded Pioneer bench tonight. Coach Doroff has dressed some extra girls tonight here. Here's a left-hand drive. No. Offensive rebound again. Up. That doesn't finish. Tip to the baseline and a third chance now as Schlepper tracked that one down. They reset out front with Keekley. Molitor drives with the left hand and puts it up and in. And that was another little underhand, left-handed layup. Pretty good at that move. Here's Becker on the left block against Brianna Stang. Quickly doubled. Ball knocked loose. Touched last by one of the Eagles. I believe Brianna Stang got a piece of that. Now Jansen returns and does Stamas. And Olivia Keekley will get her first rest. And Emma Schultz also will take a seat on the bench to our right. Stuckmeyer down low. Here's Ottman. Whistle. And they're going to call. Oh, boy, they are calling that tight. They get Becca for a player control foul.
Foul's called at number three.
Her second. So now both Casey Brashovsky and Becca Ottman have been called for player control fouls. Of the five, four, two of them called on the offensive end. Give and go, layup for Jansen. She's got four. They worked that very well. 9:20 to go. The lead has grown to 15 now, 22-7. Half-court trap, stolen, loose ball, whistle, and standing out of bounds as she controlled the ball was Stamas. And the Pioneers will get the ball back as Brittany Bozer and Casey Brashovsky return for Ottman and Fleischacker, and now Taylor Kimmon also checks in. Taylor is going to replace Taryn Becker. Here's the throw-in from Bozer, and Brittany gets it back from Taylor Kimmon. To the right corner comes Avi Lease, looking for a screen from Brashovsky. Now Stuckmeyer works her way. Left-handed floater is good from just inside the free throw line. Four tonight for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Pressure applied, but not much trouble for the Eagles as Molitor already into the front court. Now the Eagles will look to go to work on a 22-9 lead. Out front, Molitor against Stuckmeyer to Jansen. Right side Stang, quickly down to the corner goes Schlepper, fires away, that's off. Kimmon, good position underneath to control the rebound, and her outlet comes up the near side to Brittany Bozer. Bozer now got a screen from Stuckmeyer to break the timeline. Now picked up her dribble, in some trouble, might get a timeout here. And instead of errant pass, we get a collision, ball still rolling, finally Lease picks it up, whistle Ooh, we got an Eagle foul here on the scramble. This is on Brianna Stang. Her first six-team foul. And the pass in will come just to the left of the Eagles bench. At the point, Brittany Bozer, the junior guard. Off to Lease. AV rotates it right side for Stuckmeyer. And Lease coming to set a screen, and Kelsey threw her the ball. She wasn't looking for it. It's on the floor, and the alternating held ball arrow belongs to the Pioneers this time around. With 8:05 to go, 22-9, Taryn Becker. And Coach Doroff will use the dead ball opportunity to switch out Becker for Lease. Baseline on the right. Bozer into the corner. Into the low post goes Taylor Kimmon with a nice spin and score. Kimmon gets it to drop for her first bucket of the night. And it's a 22-11 Eagle advantage, 7:50 until half. Hallie Jansen now guarded by Brittany Bozer. Still well behind the top of the key. Now the ball in the hands of Molitor. Throws it off the hands of Schlepper down in the left corner. Here's Emma Schultz returning. Schultz to replace Mandy Molitor for the Eagles. 7:38 until half. Pioneers trail by 11, 22-11 to the Eagles. Jansen defending on Bozer. And front court now, Brittany, free throw line high, goes down to the left corner. Here's a drive on the baseline, and we're going to get a holding foul. Becker's going to shoot a bonus free throw situation here. Eagles have put the Pioneers in the bonus, and the foul is on the Eagles' Elena Stamas.
Olivia Schlepper.
I thought he said 23. Said 13. So that is Olivia Schlepper's first. Becker is going to go to the free throw line on the seventh team foul. Taryn scoreless tonight. She averages about 4.6 a game. She's a 60% free throw shooter. Got that one to go, and she'll now get the bonus for her first point. Makes it 22-12.
Time to purchase a halftime shootout ticket if you would like to.
So Becker for one more. Now we get a whistle, and she was on the line. Boy, didn't look down where her toes were. I mean, she was standing on the free throw line, a violation. So no free throw opportunity. They go one for one. And now the Eagles lead by 10, 7:15 until half. Jansen, right wing, dribbles with the left hand. Out between the logo and the top of the key. Goes to the wing right side into the hands of Geislinger. Quick rotation. Backdoor cut. Saved it. Back out to Jansen. Long three. Short. And it's going to go out of bounds. Pierce will get it back. She had a good look, but maybe just out of her range. She was about a step and a half behind the three-point line. Brzozowski comes up to accept the pass from Bozer. Now it's into the hands of Kimmon, into Taryn Becker. Becker with the left hand. No, rebound tip. Jansen controls. And here comes Hallie Jansen. Long lead pass tipped by Brzozowski, but controlled by Schultz. Into the lane, bucket, and a whistle and a foul. Count the basket for Jansen. Becker gets her first. Taryn got a piece of Hallie Jansen. 6:37 left. It's now 24-12 as Jansen will shoot the and one. Nailed it. And we've got a timeout for the Eagles. Coach Tom Jansen uses his first timeout of the evening, and with 6:37 until halftime, the Eagles have built a 25-12 lead on the road in Pierce tonight.
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. Parents love our school because the students receive a solid academic foundation. Holy Trinity alumni are successful in high school and beyond. Scholarships are available to assist with tuition. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypierce.org.
Back to live action after the Eagles use a timeout. Front court now, Taylor Kimmon. Cut off on her drive by Schultz. Tried to feed it inside to Tori Fleischacker. Denied there by Stamas. It'll stay with the Pioneers. Back into the Eagles lineup is Olivia Keekley. She'll replace Olivia Schlepper. 6:26 until half. Eagles by 13, 25-12. Bozer looking and tips inside to Fleischacker. Tori back out for Becker. Now Brittany Bozer. Left side, Stuckmeyer. Kelsey got a screen, feeds it back. They rotate it to Becker at the point. Senior gives it off to Junior Bozer, and there's a steal inside by Schultz, stepped in front of Taylor Kimmon, and then the Eagles give it right back. Stuckmeyer had jumped into the passing lane there, and I think that might have distracted Schultz just enough, and she didn't make an accurate pass. It goes into the crowd. Eagles have Brittany, or I should say the Pioneers have Brittany Bozer, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Taylor Kimmon, Tori Fleischacker, and Taryn Becker on the court. The Eagles right now have Olivia Keekley, Madeline Geislinger, Emma Schultz, Hallie Jansen. There's a whistle. And Elena Stumas, their starting five, is out there for Eden Valley Watkins. Eagle foul is on Schultz. It's her second, eighth team foul.
Her second.
5:57 until half. Kimmon will shoot a couple. Hope the official scorekeeper makes this an accurate count here. We wouldn't want any nepotism. That was a miss officially. Up the other way, Jansen pass, tipped out. Tori hustling back as that one looked like it was going to find its way through to Geislinger. And now Molitor comes back in. Baseline left. And the throw-in will come from Olivia Keekley. Down to the low block. Looking for an up and under is Stumas, and she gets it to work. Nice offensive move there by Elena Stumas, the old Adam Langer special, up and under. Here's a tip ball by Jansen, who goes tumbling into the Pioneer bench. 5:35 left. Bozer, nope. Lease comes in, and she'll inbounds, replacing Brittany Bozer. And now it's Stuckmeyer. 5.5 minutes. Becker, free throw line, back to Avey. Down to the corner, Stuckmeyer. Inside, post-up move by Brzozowski. Not there, finds Becker in the lane. Taryn comes off to the right side, and the rebound controlled by the Eagles' Keekley. Keekley, long lead pass for Geislinger. One on three, and a held ball goes to the Eagles. Well, there were three defenders, and Keekley kind of lost her footing. Eagles keep possession on the alternating arrow with 5:14 to go. 27-12, Eden Valley Watkins with the 15-point lead. Baseline right pass in. Keekley looking. Now finally, safety valve is Hallie Jansen out at the point. Keekley down in the right corner, back to Jansen. Down to the baseline works Stamas. Stamas facing up on Fleischacker, spins and halfway down and comes out. Rebound Fleischacker. Well, she's got some nice post moves inside. Back the other way with the left-hand dribble is Stuckmeyer. Left side, Brzozowski in front of the student section. Casey finds Lease on the wing right side. Avey picked up her dribble. Bounces it off for Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Kelsey traveled. Pulled her pivot foot. And that'll give it back to the Eagles with 4:43 until half. Beard's been sitting on 12 for a while. 27-12, Eagles by 15. Jansen holds it out, gives the ball off to teammate Geislinger. Whistle. And we've got a moving screen coming on the Eagles. This is on Molitor, her second.
Mandy Molitor.
Ninth team foul, so that puts Pierce in the double bonus the rest of the half, which is just over 4.5 minutes. And now Mariah Olish comes in. Olish replaces Fleischacker. Stuckmeyer also comes out as Bozer returns. Down to the corner goes Taryn Becker, and whistle, and Taryn's whistled for a traveling violation. Ball goes back to Eden Valley Watkins. Pioneers pick up pressure, but not real serious as they now retreat as the ball in the hands of Geislinger. To Molitor, right side of the court. To the top for Jansen, quick rotation back to Geislinger. One dribble, Jansen gives it to Molitor, and her pass through the hands of Keekly. Is that a rare Gerard Kimmon sighting over there with the catch? Wow. He can still catch that ball. Left side, here's A.V. Lease. High post, Brzozowski rotates it. Stuckmeyer, three-pointer for Kelsey, in and out. Tipped on the rebound, touched last by who? Lease. Eagles ball. 3:54 to go. Eagles still 27-12. We haven't changed score much. Last 2 minutes or so. Eagles possession on the wing right side. One dribble, Jansen back to the point. Right wing now. Mahler zips it inside nicely for Geislinger. They work for the open shot and got a good one. And it's 29-12. Biggest lead of the half is now 17. Both coaches ready to make a substitution on the next whistle. Into the lane, Brzozowski for Stuckmeyer. Drives on the baseline, feeds it inside to Brzozowski. We're going to have a Keekly reach-in foul. Olivia Keekly's going to get her second here.
Foul's called on number 11.
This is two shots for Casey Brzozowski. Casey is one of three tonight. She's got 3 points. 3:15 until half. First for Brzozowski, rolls around and in. Casey's got four. Stuckmeyer has four. Two for Ottman, two for Kimmon, one for Becker. Those are the 13 Pioneer points. Hallie Jansen has seven. Schultz, six. Keekly, six. Four for Geislinger. Second free throw, no good. Rebound for the Eagles, Emma Schultz. And the Eagles in transition. Now they slow it back out as Keekly throws it down low, left block, baseline move on Brzozowski, up and in from Stummes. And Elena Stummes has four first half points. 31-13 now, 18-point lead. Quick rotation to Lees. Back to Stuckmeyer. Stuckmeyer with the angle. Shot is up and good. Kelsey with six. Got a step on her defender and dropped it in from about 8 feet out on the left side. 2:40 to go. 31-15 now. 16-point lead for the Eagles on the road. Posting up, Stamas. Inside again. Olish got a piece of that and controls. Mariah with a good defense inside. Playing just her second varsity game. Played against Painesville last time out. Here's Brzozowski looking for room. Backdoor cut for Lease on the right side. Double teamed. Found an open Bozer at the free throw line. That comes off. Rebound, Lease. She is fouled going up with the putback. A.B. will shoot a couple of shots. And this foul goes on Brianna Stang. Her second. And A.B. Lease will have an opportunity to put a couple of points on the board here. That one is good. First point tonight for Avey. Now Taylor Kimmon and Taryn Becker return, replacing Olish and Brzozowski. 31-16, 2:14 until half. Both free throws are good. Two for two for junior Avey Lease. Pioneers hustle back. Here come the Eagles, quickly transitioning into offense. Molitor with a buck. No, foul called. And this will go on Avey. Eagles waste no time in pushing the ball up court. Navy's picked up her first foul. Seventh team foul, but this is a shooting foul, so it'll be two shots for Mandy Molitor, who's contributed 4 points off the bench in this half. Now five. One more for Mandy Molitor. She's played in every game, averaging 4.3 a game off the bench. Missed the free throw, but got her own rebound, and they'll reset again with Keekly. Down on the right side goes Schultz. Leaner inside, and that draws another Pioneer foul. Shooting opportunity for Emma Schultz coming up. Becker gets this one. That's two on Taryn Becker. And now the Pioneers have committed 18 fouls. It's the two-minute warning. Here's Schultz. Got that one. Seven now. She and Jansen are the top Eagles scorers tonight with seven as Fleischacker and Brzozowski return for Becker and Lease. One more for Emma Schultz. Schultz got that one as well. 8 for Emma. She's 12.3. She and Jansen, both identical 12.3 scoring averages. Tied for the top honors. There's a deflection, and Keekley's going the other way. She'll score it and be fouled. The old NBA continuation play. An and one. This foul is on. Is that Brittany Bozer?
Well, that's good. The ball's called on number 25, Brittany Bozer.
Number two on Brittany. And Keekley sinks the free throw. And now Schlepper returns for Molitor, and Becky Langer will come in.
For the Pioneers, number 15, Rebecca Langer.
So just like that, Keekley's got 9 now. Pressure. You got Stuckmeyer, Brzozowski, and a foul coming up. This will be on Schlepper, her second. Double bonus for Casey Brzozowski.
Foul's called on number 13, Olivia Schlepper, her second.
Better have a deep bench tonight, as Brzozowski is going to shoot a couple of free throws here. That one off the mark. Casey's already gone to the line 6 times, but only converted 2. This will be her 7th free throw. She's got 4 points so far. That one is good. Minute 40 until half. 37-18. Low block, right side. Nobody guards. Schultz got to contest that shot. Fortunately for Pierce, Schultz doesn't drop one in from about 2 feet out. Now Langer across the timeline to Tori Fleischacker. Here's Stuckmeyer with the left hand off to the left. Brzozowski battles for the rebound. Puts it on the floor, and now everybody's scrapping, and the arrow goes to Pierce. Keekley forcing the held ball. Baseline right. Kim and Brzozowski, Fleischacker, Stuckmeyer, Langer on the court for the Pioneers. Schultz, Schlepper, Stang, Keekley, and Stummis for the Eagles. And now Stang rips one away. Keeps her dribble alive. 2-on-2. Jump stop for Stummis. Missed it off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound in the Eagles. And a whistle and a foul. Possibly Kelsey Stuckmeyer picking this one up.
Foul's called on number 10. Kelsey
yep.
Stuckmeyer.
First on Kelsey tonight. And this is 2 shots for Emma Schultz in the double bonus. 1:03 left until half. That one is good. 8 for Emma Schultz, 60% free throw shooter. She's gone to the line more than anybody for the Eagles this time, or this year. Now 42 free throw attempts. Madeline Geislinger in, replacing Keekley. One more for Schultz, and she's in double figure. Nope, 9 for Schultz. Or is that 10? That is 10. Another tie up, and this time the Eagles get the ball. So the Eagles in front of the red zone across the way in the backcourt will inbounds with 53 seconds until half. They get it into the hands of Schlepper. Works it up against Langer with the left hand. Down to the corner left side in front of the Pioneer bench. Stang with an angle on Kimmon goes to the baseline. Schultz inside for Stummis. That rolls off the rim, and Fleischacker rips it away. 35 seconds left. Racing front court with the drive down to the corner is Stuckmeyer. Pioneers have time. Into the low post, Kimmon comes back out to the corner, gives it to Becky Langer. Langer off now for Brzozowski. Her shot off, rebound, Eagles. 16 to go, lead pass, Stang. Here's Brianna Stang, short. And then, but Langer had the rebound and tipped it out of bounds off her hand. It'll stay with the Eagles, 10.7 remain. Baseline left, 39-18. Eagles are going to have a lead of at least 21, it looks like, as they're going to hold it for the last shot here. Left side Stang to the corner, Schlepper. Deflected by Kimmon. 2 seconds. Here's the shot from Stang. No. Banged off the iron as the horn sounds. Halftime. Eagles 39. Pioneers 18. 21-point lead for the Eagles. And we'll give you the numbers on the halftime show on You Are Their Sports after this.
Hello, this is Bob Gruber from the Piers Fire Department. Remember to have your fireplace and wood stoves inspected before you begin to use them each year. Also, have your chimney cleaned to remove creosote, which can ignite and start a chimney fire. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Ryan a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Good evening, Pioneer fans. This is George Weber. I am honored to announce that Dave Rushlow has been named the Activities Director of the Year for Section 5 schools and is among the final eight in the running for AD of the Year for all of Minnesota. This award is selected by the other Activities Directors and is a testament to the great job Dave does in scheduling, working with other schools, getting everything ready for our coaches and the visitors, and being flexible as things change constantly in the activities world. We host hundreds of events across all grades and activities every year, and each one requires communication with custodians, coaches, refs, advisors, and so on and so on. It is really impressive when you take a step back and consider how much behind-the-scenes work happens every day. Thank you, Dave, for making all of us look good, and thank you for being our passionate pioneer leader.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The 5th Annual Freedom Fest in Piers is quickly approaching. The date is Saturday, July 15th at the Ginola Ballfield, and the musical lineup has been announced. This year's attractions are the best ever. Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the Fabulous Armadillos all performing. VIP tickets are going fast. Contact Hartman's or Smoothie Oil in Piers to get yours before they're gone. General admission tickets also available. Those can be purchased online at piersfreedomfest.com/buy-tickets. Businesses, contact Lloyd Bader at Hartman's to see how you can become a Piers Freedom Fest sponsor. See Piers Freedom Fest on Facebook to find out all the information you need to know about the best fest yet. Piers Freedom Fest 2017, Saturday, July 15th. Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Piers is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
We're at halftime where the Eden Valley Watkins Eagles showing their strength. They lead Piers by 21 at the break, 39-18. For the Eagles, their halftime totals read as such. Double figure scoring, Emma Schultz has 10. Right behind her, Emma Keekley with 9. Hallie Jansen with 7. 4 apiece for Madeline Geislinger and Elena Stummas. And then they got 5 points off the bench from Mandy Molitor, playing but not scoring in that first half, were Brianna Stang and Olivia Schlepper. Eagles shot very well from the free throw line, 7 of 8. Foul situation. Olivia Keekley's got 2. Emma Schultz, 2. Hallie Jansen, 2. 2 on Mandy Molitor, Brianna Stang, and Olivia Schlepper. So a whole host of Eagles with 2 fouls apiece. Nobody with 3.
Today's winner of the pot jackpot was Eric Hennigan. He decided to donate his winnings back to the Pierce Grand Bash. Thank you, Eric.
For the Pioneers, they're 18 points. You've got 6 for Kelsey Stuckmeyer, 5 for Casey Brzozowski, 2 points for Becca Ottman, 2 for Taylor Kimmon. Avi Lees has 2. And Taryn Becker has 1. Piers went to the line 11 times, converting 6 of their attempts. Just a shade over 50%. In the foul column, Brittany Bozer, Taryn Becker, Becca Ottman picked up 2. 1 each on Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Casey Brzozowski, Taylor Kimmon, and Avi Lees. Piers did not use a timeout. Coach Jansen used 1 for the Eagles. Not sure we'll see many timeouts in the second half. The Eagles by 21 at the break, 39-18. JV game was a thriller tonight. Eagles held on for a 37-35 victory. Laura Skiba led the Pioneer JV with 10 tonight. 8 for Mariah Olish. Terry Treader had 5. Decora Iverson and Grace Gottwalt, 4 each. Becky Langer had 3, and Emily Diker had 1. For the Eagles, Sawyer Keekley led the way with 15. Sonora Matice had 8. Merrill Keekley had 7. Shiley Brutger had 4. 2 for Jayla Umana. And Riley Hennon had 1. 37-35 win for the Eagles JV. Neither team has returned to the court from their halftime. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll tell you the other games that are going on, and we'll tell you about last night's boys' win, what's coming up on the schedule in the upcoming days here as well, as the Pioneers trying to sort some things out. 39-18, Eden Valley Watkins leading Piers at halftime.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Piers community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete, based in Piers, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
All right, welcome back. Halftime score, Eden Valley Watkins 39, Piers 18. Both teams just now coming back out onto the floor to warm up a little bit before we start the second half. Everybody's in action in the conference tonight. Painesville's playing at Maple Lake. Painesville got their first win of the year last night in girls' hoops. They beat St. John's Prep 46-39. Belgrade Brutnell Roses down at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead Holding Ford's playing at Kimball tonight. Elsewhere, Swanville's at Browerville Eagle Valley, Osakis at Barnesville, Rockford at New London Spicer, Sauk Rapids at Delano, Sartell has made the trek west to Fergus Falls, Brainerd's up down in Apollo, Pequot Lakes down to Albany, Sauk Center playing at Morris Area, Chicago, Alberta, Bram is at Malacca tonight. On the boys' side of things, the Painesville boys, who remained winless last night when the Pioneers picked up their first win, a 62-59 road victory at Painesville last night. Painesville back at it at Annandale tonight. Wilmer's at Hutchinson. New London Spicer at Rockford. Albany's at Alexandria. These are all boys' games. Apollo at Brainerd. Fergus at Sartell. Tech at Sauk Rapids. Prairie Conference tonight. Swanville at Browerville. Eagle Valley. Long Prairie Gray Eagle against Minnewaska. Royalton at Uppsala. As we're back underway, and the Pioneers have turned it over as Keekly comes out of the pack with the ball in her hands. So the Eagles on their first trip on offense. Three-pointer, right side, rimmed out and in. Boy, Geislinger hit the backboard, hit the rim, did a little round trip around the iron and dropped through. 42-18, biggest lead of the night is 24 now. Here's a Stuckmeyer. Pass to Brashovsky, left side, Casey. Gives it back out to Brittany Bozer. Into the lane goes Becker, and her pass escapes the hands of Brashovsky and goes out of bounds. Full court pressure applied by the Pioneers here as the pass will come in from Madeline Geislinger. Up court comes Hallie Jansen to the corner now. Give and go. Brashovsky was ready for that and picks it off. Pass went to the corner. Jansen came cutting down the wing, and Brashovsky had the ball with good anticipation come right to her. And now comes Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Into the lane goes Ottman. Underneath, shot. Oh, it's blocked, but they're going to get a foul. Oh, now they change it to a held ball and the arrow to the Eagles. Eagle ball, alternating arrow. 16:47 remain. Coach Doroff asking one of the officials why that wasn't a foul. Jansen, lead pass ahead. Tipped underneath. Stamas had to go off her hands, but then ricocheting off the hands of Becca Ottman. We've played just over a minute. Off the inbound. Stamas with the right hand spins it in. Eagles on a 5-0 run to start the second half to open up a 44-18 lead. Bozer, right side for Becca Ottman. Down to the baseline, found Brashovsky, 10-footer, too hard. And the rebound's tipped out of bounds, touched last by Casey, trying to follow up her own miss. The Eagles take over, 44-18. Lead pass ahead. Down low, here is Jansen off the iron. Loose ball kept alive by the Eagles. Jansen now driving inside. Stamas up, no. Offensive rebound, Schultz. Another three-pointer coming from the wing. That's no good. Another board. Keekly on the opposite side this time. Inside, that one's no good. And finally, a held ball to Pierce. Boy. What was that? Five or six offensive boards that trip down, but no points. 15:49 left. At midcourt is Brittany Bozer. To the wing for Stuckmeyer. One dribble back for Brittany. Left side, Ottman. Coach Doroff urging her team to play with more intensity here. Quicker ball movement. Now Brittany picked up her dribble well out on the floor. Ottman comes over to help her out. Now Stuckmeyer sees a little opening into the lane, pushes it off for Taylor Kim, and Taylor shot short. Rebound underneath for Brashovsky. Her put back, and a foul is called. Casey's making frequent trips to the free throw line tonight. Eagle foul on Stamas.
Foul's called on number 23, Elena Stamas. Her first.
First on her. First of the half on the Eagles. And the free throw is short. Casey, 5 points tonight. 3 for 8 from the stripe now is Brashovsky. That one is up and good. Six for Casey. Those are the first points, or that is the first point of the half. And the Eagles throw it away on the sideline. Pierce will inbounds right at the end of the Eagle bench. Eagles head back defensively across the timeline. 15-10 left as Bolzer crosses the logo into the front court now. Guarded closely by Olivia Keekley. High post, this is Brzozowski facing up to the rim, comes down the right side of the lane. Now Stuckmeyer gets a hand off and puts it up and in. Stuckmeyer's got eight to lead the Pioneers tonight, 14:45 to go. Here's Schultz, right hand, stops on the baseline, off for Stumas, left hand drive, kick out to the wing again. Schultz out to the point, they'll reset with Keekley. Keekley drifts back near the 10-second line. They will restart right side. This is Geislinger. Long three for Jansen. Buried it.
By number 22, Hallie Jansen.
Hallie from about 3 feet beyond. 10 for her. 47-21. Here's a whistle and a moving screen on Becca Ottman. They're going to call Becca on a pick against Keekley. Three on Becca. And that'll bring Avi Lease in for Becca. Fleischacker replaces Brzozowski. The Eagles come in with Schlepper replacing Keekley. 14-10 to play. The pass in to Schlepper. Guarded by Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Ball handling in the logo. Now to the wing. Here's Jansen. Hallie guarded by Brittany Bozer. Back into the hands of Jansen. Bounces it into the lane. Quick double team. Ball rolls out to the corner. Eagles keep possession. 3 seconds is the call. Somebody got caught in the lane a little bit. Gives the ball back to the Pioneers with 13:46 left. Brittany Bozer, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Taylor Kimmon, Tori Fleischacker, and Avi Lease. Bozer and Stuckmeyer, original starters. Kimmon, Lease, and Fleischacker off the bench. Taylor puts up a shot from the right block. Pretty good offensive move and the right idea. Ball deflected out of bounds. Touched last by the Eagles, and Brittany Bozer has the duties of throwing the ball inbounds with 13:28 left in this ball game. Bounces it in, gets it right back, and they're going to get a foul on Keekley reaching. Or no, excuse me, that was Schlepper. Her ponytail hid the three. I assumed it was 11, but couldn't have been 11. She's on the bench. Third on Olivia Schlepper. Second Eagle foul of the half. The pass comes out to the point. Now it's Lease giving the ball down to Kimmon. Kimmon goes back out to the corner. It's poked away and out of bounds by Stumas. Brittany Bozer will pass in. Eagles 47, Pioneers 21. Brittany down low, denied, ripped away by Jansen, and a held ball. The Eagles get the ball. Fleischacker and Jansen tie up momentarily, enough for the referees to blow the whistle. And the pass in will come under the basket. Full length of the floor to go. Schlepper to pass it in, guarded by Avi Lease. Gets it into Geislinger and the senior guard. One of two seniors, Stumas the other in the starting lineup for Coach Johnson. Lease with a near steal. Right side now, Geislinger drives baseline, stops, gets the ball back, but then threw it away and Kimmon couldn't control it. Boy, Taylor had it in her hands. Couldn't find the right handle. Now Brzozowski returns with 12:58 to go. Kimmon will come out. Eagles ball underneath their own hoop. On the offensive end, left side. Bouncing it in, up and a whistle. Stamos will go to the line. She came right from the free throw line, right down the lane. Set play, and Bozer's picked up her third. Second of the half on the Pioneers. And at the line is Stumas. That one rattled home. Seven. Eagles are now 8 for 9 from the line. Stang returns. Geislinger's coming out. Bolzer will check out. And Ottman is back in the lineup. 12:56 left. 48-21. That one comes off, but an offensive rebound. putback is good. Schultz.
Number 33, Emma Schultz.
50-21, 12:45 to go. Here's A.V. Lease, guarded by Hallie Jansen. Here's a Becca Ottman 18-footer off. Jansen with the rebound. Hallie loops it ahead for Schultz. Looks to the left side on the baseline. Good catch there by Schlepper. Schlepper's pass tipped out to the wing. Kept alive by Schultz. Now Jansen directs traffic. She wants Schlepper to come out. And Lease picks the pocket. Oh, they're going to call her for a kick ball. They get the kick on A.B. Lease. Eagles ball between the score table and the bench. That's over and back. Stang lost track of where she was on the court. She was about a foot inside the timeline and reversed field and stepped across. Violation, and Stuckmeyer comes back the other way. 12:15 to go. Eagles 50, Pioneers 21. Here's Becca Ottman dribbling. Pass inside, goes right to Fleischacker off a deflection, but the rebound controlled by Emma Schultz. Schultz leads it ahead, too high for Schlepper. Schlepper's going to take a timeout and tell her teammates, I'm only 5'3". Stop throwing those six-foot-high passes. Stuckmeyer coming back. Now to Ottman. We're under 12 minutes to go. Here's A.V. Lease threading one through. Denied there by Schlepper. It'll stay with Pierce as it rolls over to the split the pot table. Somebody's going to go into the closet and pick it out of the open door, and it's Schlepper. Beck Ottman will throw it in from that corner now. Front of the Pioneer home crowd. Stuckmeyer gives it back to Becca. Becca fires away off the rim. Rebound tipped again, and lead pass ahead. Here's Brianna Stang with Stuckmeyer back, and it rolls off. Rebound, A.V. Lease. Now Becker. Did she save it? No. Out of bounds. Eagles basketball. 11:34 to go. The lead is 29. If it gets to 35 with 9 minutes left, we go to running time. Here's a drive. Good, strong baseline move, but missed shot, but an offensive rebound. Stang snuck inside, got a miss from Schultz. Now Jansen, guarded by Becker. For Mandy Molitor, she floats one inside. No, rebound again, Schultz. No, rebound Lease. Eagles have gone a little cold here with their shooting, but they're getting multiple chances now. Here's Becker inside the free throw line from 13. Got it. Taryn Becker.
Number 11, Taryn Becker.
Her first field goal. Taryn now with three on the run out. Schultz on the other end. Quickly gets those two right back. Emma Schultz has 14. She is the game's top scorer, and we got an Eagle foul. And it's on Schultz, her third. Stops the clock with 10:45, and it allows Brittany Bozer and Taylor Kimmon an opportunity to come in for Stuckmeyer and Brzozowski. Now Stamas is back in. Here's Geislinger returning. Jansen and Schultz will leave. 52-23. Bozer finds Kimmon coming to the ball. Brittany gets it back from Taylor. Now Bozer dribbling right side. Finds Kimmon inside. Powers it up, but off the mark. Rebound off of Taryn Becker. 10.5 minutes to go in this ball game. Here's the Eagles bringing it up court. Stang knocked away. Schlepper with contact will shoot two. Drove the lane, and somebody got a piece of her going up with a shot. Taylor Kimmon. Number two on Taylor. Third team foul.
Her second.
Two shots for Olivia Schlepper. Averages about 4 points a game. There's her first point tonight. Nets the free throw as Stuckmeyer replaces Lease. Keekly returns Olivia for Molitor. Eagles 53, Pioneers 23. One more for 5'3 sophomore guard Olivia Schlepper. Nailed it. 10 of 12 are the Eagles from the line tonight. Into Becker on the low drive. Here's a 8-footer. Taryn has hit her last two shots. It was a baseline jumper. 5 points now for Taryn Becker. Stamas gives it back out to Keekly. Cut off by Bozer on her drive. They reset to the point with Schlepper for Stang on the left side. Drives, passes inside. Here's Stamas. Nice move. Whistle and a foul. Stamas is going to shoot free throws. Becker gets her third, fourth team foul. 9:51 to go. Two shots for Elena Stamas. One of two tonight, 7 points. Around and out, no good. Coach Jansen wants a timeout. It comes with 9:51 left to play. A full timeout on the court. Eagles in control, 54-25.
When you're hungry and you're in Piers, be sure to stop at the Brickyard. They're now featuring a scrumptious breakfast and brunch buffet every Sunday. The breakfast buffet is served from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the brunch buffet goes from 10:30 to 1:30. The Brickyard has a full menu with daily lunch specials. On Mondays, build your own burger basket for $5.55. Tuesday is the taco special. Wednesdays, it's pizza. Thursdays, it's wings and spaghetti. And Friday, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken or baby back pork ribs, or both. Satisfy your hunger at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. It's a hassle to remember to pay your bills on time, not to mention to write out that check, find an envelope, buy a stamp, and get it to the post office before it closes. That's why Unity Bank now has a new and better online bill pay service, which will allow you to pay anything from your mortgage payment to your utility bills to your babysitter. And you can pay these bills from your home computer, tablet, or with the mobile banking app. Visit them online at unitybanking.com to learn more and get started. Unity Bank, member FDIC.
At the free throw line is Elena Stamas, a 5'7 senior. Missed the first, then a timeout, and this one is good. 8 points for Stamas. It's a 55-25 Eagle lead with 9:45 in the ballgame. Here's a try for three by Becca Ottman. No good. And racing down the other end comes Keekly. Stops, shoots, and scores. And Keekly's in double figures with 11. She got the ball at about free throw line height and raced the other end. Now Becker will drive, fire one up, and score. Taryn Becker, three straight field goals made. And Taryn's got seven, including the last 6 points. Looks like Laura Skiba's ready to come in for the first time. A.V. Leese joins her at the score table. Down low, Keekly gets open, missed it, got it back, missed again. Stuckmeyer in traffic pulls it away. 8:58 to go, 57-27. Ottman, right side, pulls up from the baseline, off the mark, out of bounds, touch last by who? Becker. Now Laura Skiba comes in. Her first varsity action. A.V. Leese also returns. And the Eagles bring it up court. Had a nice visit with Laura's uncle before the ball game. There's a pass down for Keekly, but wave it off. There's a moving screen called on Stamas. Her second. Jansen's going to come back in. I had a nice visit with Laura Skiba's uncle, Mr. Steve Pomranke of Bering Sea Gold fame. Before the game, he's up in the top row across the gym from me watching his niece play. Here now is Brittany Bozer in the front court. 8:28 to go. Leese with a left elbow jumper off the front of the rim. Rebound taken by Hallie Jansen. 57-27. Lead pass ahead. Too far for Schultz. Out of bounds. Stuckmeyer, Bozer, Lees, Kimmon, and Skiba on the court momentarily as Casey Bruschowski ready to return. Coming up on 8 minutes left to play. It'll be a short turnaround for the Pioneers as Stuckmeyer's three comes off. Tap, tap, and finally Lees inside. Kimmon open and scores. Assist for Lees, basket for Kimmon. That's 4 points for Taylor. And it's 57-29. There's a ball out loose on the perimeter, and it's tipped out by A.B. Lees. Now Bruschowski's coming in for Kimmon. Pass will come in from Olivia Keekley. And Geislinger will now direct the offense. Geislinger leaves it off for Olivia Schlepper. One dribble to the wing left side. Keekley dribbles once. Jansen rotates it right side for Schlepper. Down to the baseline. Keekley back out. 7:25 left. Schlepper right side. Deflected by Lees and it rolls over to Stuckmeyer. And the Pioneers get the ball back. 57-29 Eagles. 7:12 left to play in the basketball game. Pioneers go on the road to St. John's University tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. as Bozer is fouled driving the lane. Brittany's going to go to the free throw line. Foul is on Keekley, her third.
Number 11, Olivia Keekley.
Fifth team foul. Brittany Bozer will have a chance to score. She's not scored tonight. That one, no good. Little more arc on it. Now Molitor returns for Schlepper. Pioneers play at St. John's at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning against Melrose. That's a varsity-only game, no JV. That one is good. First point for Brittany tonight. 57-30 coming up on 7 minutes left. We'll have that game for you tomorrow morning from St. John's. Keekley from the left side, too hard. Rebound snatched away by A.B. Lees. Up the right side comes Brittany Bozer. Bozer for Lees on the perimeter. Back to Brittany. Kicks out. Now Stuckmeyer at the top. Kelsey's got 8 points tonight. Feeds it inside to Bruschowski. Shot altered inside by Jansen, and it comes down to Schultz. Now Hallie Jansen pushes it ahead for Olivia Keekley. To the corner for Geislinger. Jansen directs traffic. 6:25 to go. The Eagles are at home against fifth-ranked Watertown Mayor tomorrow night. And whistle, and we're going to have another moving screen called. No, we get Bozer running through a screen. A solid screen by Keekley that time. She stood still. Bozer picks up her fourth. Kimmon returns for Laura Skiba, and the throw goes into the backcourt, retrieved there by Keekley. Eagles by 27. Keekley will penetrate, put it up too hard, but there to clean it up and score is Molitor.
By number four, Mandy Molitor.
Mandy Molitor has seven tonight. 59-30 Eagles. Bozer works against Hallie Jansen. Stuckmeyer. Tight screen from Bozer. Now inside, here's Bruschowski wheeling short. Jansen saves it from going out of bounds to Keekley. Both Jansen and Keekley are freshmen. Geislinger and Stummas seniors, and Schultz is a sophomore. So three of their five have at least 2 years left after this year. Jansen on the perimeter. Out top, Geislinger. Now for Schultz. All alone underneath, Jansen and scores. They lost her. And Hallie curls through and gets an easy layup. 12 points for Hallie tonight. 5:10 to go, 61-30. A.B. Lees back for Brittany Bozer. Back for A.B. Lees. Into the high post goes Kimmon. Kimmon feeds it back out. Across the way, pass finds its way to Bruschowski. Ball batted away to Bozer. Into the hands of Stuckmeyer. Now left side three by Bozer comes off the rim to Schultz. To Molitor and now Keekley. Down on the other end, Bruschowski hustles back as the Eagles had snuck Hallie Jansen deep. Here comes Skiba back in and Becker return for Bozer and Bruschowski. 436. Speaking of Bozer, Malia Bozer still out with a hamstring problem, so she did not play in the JV or varsity tonight. She's on the bench in street clothes. There's a held ball. Arrow to Pierce. Lease got tangled up inside with Geislinger. 4.5 minutes to go, 61-30. Stuckmeyer, Lease, Skiba, Becker, Kimmon on the court. Here's Taryn Becker, and she's fouled, or do we get a kick ball? The referee made kind of a kicking motion, but I don't know if he called a... They call a blocking foul on Keekly. That's four. Six-team foul. Into the right corner goes Stuckmeyer. Tries the lane with the left hand. No rebound for Keekly. Then Skiba picks it up and scores. Laura Skiba's first career points. 61-32 at the four-minute mark. Now a couple 11s go at it. Keekly and Becker. Jansen rotates it back to Keekly on the left side. Down to 3:42 to play. Jansen on the wing right side in front of her dad, the coach standing, arms folded. Whistle away from the ball. Another three-second call. Second one tonight on the Eagles. Retired Piers teacher Mark Cedarquist would yell out, "She's getting her mail in there." 3:38, coach is making changes again as Geislinger leaves, Schultz leaves, Brianna Stang is back on the court. Stummis is back in as well. 3.5 minutes left, 61-32. Stuckmeyer looking for a Taryn Becker screen, got it. Nowhere to go with it though, comes back out for Avi Lease. Now Stuckmeyer gives it back to Avi. Avi asked, being urged to fire a three, and she does. The bench calling for the three. And the Eagles will get the ball back as the rebound tipped out by Casey Brashovsky. 3:10 to go. Avi's going to come out, and Brittany Bozer back in. 61-32 Eagles. There's a loose ball on the inbounds, and Becker puts it up and in. Right place at the right time. That's 8 for Taryn this half, 9 in the game. Into the front court comes Olivia Keekly, and we're under 3 minutes to play. 61-34. Hallie Jansen on the wing, down to the low post for Stamas, guarded by Skiba. Into Keekly, back out to Schlepper, back to Keekly, left corner. Now Schlepper will drive and dish to Jansen, and they're just going to work clock here. Jansen dribbles out to near midcourt. 2:27 to go, and Brashovsky will poke at the ball, make contact, and be whistled for her second personal. Not a bonus yet. 16 fouls apiece.
Her second.
2:27 remain. For a moment, I thought we were going to go running time. It got as high as 31 on the lead, but right now it's 27 and 2:25 to go. And it doesn't look like the Eagles are playing with the intent of trying to add to their lead here, as Stang out for Schlepper. They just back off in the middle of the logo at midcourt. Here's Keekly driving in. Ball deflected. Looked like she wanted to pass to the corner. And now Sawyer Keekly, a whole host of Eagles, 5 of them coming in. 5 new ones. Taylor Kimmon back in as well. Shaylee Brucker, Merrill Keekly, Miranda Shearer, Sawyer Keekly.
Sonora
Matice. She's got it on the left side, dribbles out. So the starters are done with under 2 minutes to go tonight. Matice now works her way right side. Her brother Brett was a great scorer for the Eagles a couple of years back for Coach Langer. Drive inside by Keekly is denied, but she comes back out of the pack with it. Now to Sawyer Keekly. Nice little crossover dribble. She gets a shot off, missed it, and Laura Skiba pulls away the rebound, and Laura's going to go down to the free throw line. She was fouled. This will be a 1-1. And now Gracie Gall, Decora Iverson, Grace Gottwalt, and Terry Treader are about to come in. The only one that'll stay on the court is Laura Skiba, who is shooting free throws.
The Pioneers, number one, Gracie Gall. Number 12, Terry Treader. Number 13, Decora Iverson.
So here's Laura's free throw, and it's short. The rebound for Eden Valley Watkins. Final minute, 25. Out top, Matice against Grace Gottwalt. Now to Sawyer Keekly, free throw line, just flexing around, just kind of a weave offense out. Ball really not dipping below the free throw line right now. Matice, back out comes Shiley Brutker. She will drive, throw one off the glass, and be called for a player control foul. With 1:02 to go. That's a turnover. Terry Treader will pass it in. And Treader gets it to Decora Iverson. Decora works it up with the left-hand dribble. Out now comes Gracie Gall, the junior who just had a birthday the other day. And Gracie had it picked away, stolen by Sawyer Keekly. 45 seconds. And the Eagles bring it out to Brutker. Cross the way. That is Merrill Keekly. Matice, right baseline runner by Shearer off. Rebound, tipped around in the lane. We get a held ball, and the Eagles have the arrow in their favor this time with 27 and a half seconds left. Matice to pass it in underneath the hoop. Looking. And an open look, but a miss and a rebound. That was put up by Miranda Shearer, and Laura Skiba has the rebound. 19 seconds. Here's a goal shot. Gracie just missed it. Back the other way come the Eagles. 9 seconds and a whistle. I think Laura Skiba will be whistled for this one. Little bit late trying to get to a pass. Laura will pick up her first. Free throw opportunity for Miranda Shearer. Miranda has not scored this year. First point for Miranda Shearer. Free throw is good. 62-34, 7.2 seconds left. Second also good. Terry Treader pushes it up. 3 seconds left. Here's an Iverson free throw line. That's off, and there's the horn, and that's the final score. 63-34. Eagles with the victory on the road tonight. We'll be back and begin the postgame on You Were There Sports right now.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Final score tonight, Eden Valley Watkins defeats Piers here in Piers, 63-34. It was a 39-18 halftime score. And the Eagles had control of this one pretty early tonight. Leading scorer for the Eagles is Emma Schultz with 14, 11 for Olivia Keekley, 12 for Hallie Jansen, 8 for Elena Stummis, and Madeline Geislinger finishes with 7. Off the bench, Mandy Molitor with 7, 2 for Olivia Schlepper, and Miranda Shearer scores her first points of the year with a couple of late free throws to finish with 2. Eagles, 13 out of 16 from the free throw line tonight. Very, very efficient. For the Pioneers, nobody got to double figures. It was Taryn Becker with game-high honors, scoring 9 points. 8 of those in a late flurry. I think she made 4 straight shots. Then it was Kelsey Stuckmeyer finishing with 8. 6 tonight for Casey Brashovsky. Taylor Kimmen had 4. 2 for Becca Ottman. 2 for Avi Leese. Laura Skiba scores her first career points tonight in her first game. Congratulations to Laura. 1 for Brittany Bozer. Playing but not scoring for the Pioneers tonight were Tori Fleischacker, Becky Langer, Grace Gottwalt, Mariah Olish, Decora Iverson, Terry Treader, and Gracie Gall. Both teams play tomorrow, the Pioneers in the morning, so it's a short night. Get home, get some rest, get ready for Melrose. It's an 11 a.m. tip-off at St. John's University. Piers and Melrose tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., so a short night for everybody. Pioneers will go into that Melrose game now with a 5-6 record. Their CMC mark drops to 1-4. For the Eagles, they're now 8-2 overall, 4-0 in the conference. They're home to fifth-ranked Watertown Mayor tomorrow night. Big test for this Eagle squad. They'll make up that game with Kimball on Tuesday. That was supposed to be last Tuesday, but most everything around the state got called off. Those are the top two teams in the conference. That game is in Eden Valley Watkins against Kimball next Tuesday night. The next time these two schools see each other in girls basketball is February 22nd. Second to last game of the season for the Eagles. And the third to last game for the Pioneers. See you guys. So the Pioneers will try and put this one behind them as quickly as they can and face a Melrose team tomorrow at 11 a.m. We'll be on the air with you just before 11 as the Pioneers and Dutchmen meet at St. John's University. Again, Eagles win convincingly, 63-34. We'll be back, wrap it up from the MAC after this.
The 5th Annual Freedom Fest in Pierce is quickly approaching. The date is Saturday, July 15th at the Janola Ballfield, and the musical lineup has been announced. This year's attractions are the best ever. Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the Fabulous Armadillos all performing. VIP tickets are going fast. Contact Hartman's or Smoothie Oil in Pierce to get yours before they're gone. General admission tickets also available. Those can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com/buy-tickets. Businesses, contact Lloyd Bader at Hartman's to see how you can become a Pierce Freedom Fest sponsor. See Pierce Freedom Fest on Facebook to find out all the information you need to know about the best fest yet. Pierce Freedom Fest 2017, Saturday, July 15th. For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers! Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hey, Pioneer fans. Are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, Go Pioneers!
63-34 win for the Eagles tonight. 8-2 record for them. Pioneers 5-6 now. With a setback at the hands of Eden Valley Watkins. Time to name tonight's Pierce Impact Player of the Game, and it's brought to you by Minnesota Hardwood Pellets, and you were their sports. Taryn Becker, solid second half, 9 points, including 4 straight field goals, and she ends up leading the Pioneers in scoring tonight with those 9. So congratulations, Taryn Becker, tonight's Pierce Impact Player of the Game. Brought to you by you were their sports and Minnesota Hardwood Pellets.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all-natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow night, or tomorrow morning, excuse me. I used to forget, it's a morning game, 11 a.m. St. John's University, the site. Melrose, the opponent, varsity only. They've already got the wrestling mats out. There's a junior high tournament here tomorrow. This gym will be full, I'm sure, again. It was the other day, or last weekend, for youth wrestling as well. So, again, 63-34, Eagles over the Pioneers. 14 hours until the Pioneers hit the court again. They'll hope for better luck against Melrose. 11 a.m. tip-off against the Dutchman right here on You Are There Sports. Thanks, everybody, for listening.